Good morrow, esteemed listeners. We bid thee welcome to the Dream Infringement Show, set aloft on the airwaves of KSKQ, where the stars align and tales intertwine. With grateful hearts, we thank thee for thy loyal patronage. Tonight, under the canopy of the celestial spheres, we present unto thee a special show, crafted with care and imbued with wonder. So sit thee down, fair audience, and prepare to be enchanted, for a splendid audio journey awaits.
As for us, your gentle narrators, hear ye throughout the land. We're Dream Infringement, a show so bold and grand, hosted by Jennifer, Emily, and Bobby, a merry band. These noble hosts with wit and grace abound shall guide you through the airwaves where stories are found. With each episode, they weave tales anew, entertaining and enlightening just for you. As we embark on this radio escapade, let us join hands at the pledges made to support KSKQ and its noble quest to bring community together. For that, we jest.
Okay, wait a minute. What's going on here? Did I wake up in, like, another era or something? Where is KSKQ? In some kind of a castle? And why are you all dressed in those fancy Renaissance gowns? Why are you talking like that, too? This is weird.
Oh, didn't you get the memo? I sent it by my fastest messenger, a miscreant on a donkey. Or was it a talking miscreant donkey? Anyhow, you should get it in a week or so.
I did not get this message that you speak of.
Ah, well, it's our spring pledge drive.
What? I do know that, even though I just acted like I was surprised. But why are you acting like this? And why are we on a stage?
The whole world is a stage, Bobby, and we are merely players, having a very Shakespearean pledge drive.
Okay, I have a question, Emily. Why is it a very Shakespearean pledge drive?
Okay, well, like, you know how Shakespeare loved community radio?
I didn't read about that in the history books.
Oh, yeah, okay, anyways, we've compiled some of Shakespeare's greatest scenes involving his love for community radio. Today, we embark on a journey through the annals of time to explore the works of a playwright truly sublime. Now, you may think Shakespeare's tales are all about love and strife, but did you know he also championed community radio life? Yes, it's true. In some of his most famous plays, Shakespeare slyly wove in nods to our modern-day ways.
So as we delve into Shakespeare's world of wit and wordplay... Oh no, it's happening to me! I don't know if I like this. Let's remember that even the bard had his say on the importance of supporting our local station and keeping our community connected. No hesitation.
So sit back, relax, and let the magic unfold as we journey through Shakespeare's tales of old. And remember, dear listeners, as we spin our radio yarns, that Shakespeare himself would have loved our station's charm.
Friends, Oregonians, country people, lend me your ears as we embark on this noble endeavor to support our beloved KSKQ community radio station. Let us join hands and hearts in the spirit of Shakespearean camaraderie. If thou art moved by the magic of the airwaves and the enchantment of our programming, I beseech thee to take up thy phone and dial 541-482-3999 or journey to yon website at kskq.org and clicketh on the Donate Now button. With thy generous contributions, we shall ensure that the melodies and voices of our station continue to echo throughout the land, inspiring and uplifting all who tune in. So let us not delay, but together let us make merry and support the noble cause of community radio. Forsooth, the bard himself would approve. Thank you, kind listeners, for thy unwavering support and continuing generosity.
As the bard said, if music be the food of love, play on. Here is The Smiths with Shakespeare's Sister.
Young ones grow and the rocks below say, throw your skinny body down, son. But I'm going to meet the one I love. So please don't stand in my way, because I'm going to meet the one I love. No, mama, let me go.
Possibly the most well-known play by Shakespeare is Romeo and Juliet, the love story of two radio hosts caught between rival stations? We'll do a quick recap of the play. In the fair city of Ashland, community radio serves as the heart of the community, providing a platform for voices to be heard and stories to be shared. Amidst the bustling city streets, two rival stations, one community, one commercial, vie for control, their long-standing feud threatening to tear the city apart. Romeo, a passionate young man from the commercialized station, tunes into KSKQ and hears the voice of Juliet during a live broadcast. Instantly captivated by her voice, Romeo reaches out to Juliet through the station's call-in line, sparking a forbidden romance that transcends the boundaries of their warring stations. As their love blossoms, Romeo and Juliet secretly communicate through their broadcasts. Romeo and Juliet orchestrate a daring plan to unite in secret and co-host a show. We don't believe in sad endings here on Dream Infringement, so they united merrily as co-hosts on the airwaves and in life and lived happily ever after. Just like us, except the rival stations, that is. We'd like to reenact the most famous scene from this most famous play, the scene known as the balcony scene. But soft, what sound through yonder airwaves breaks? It is a killer playlist, and Juliet is the DJ. Arise, fair son, and kill the envious silence, who is already sick and pale with grief, that thou, her playlist, art far more fair than she.
O Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy station manager and refuse to read 60% ad content on air, or, if thou wilt not, be but sworn my listener, and no longer change the dial.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this? 'Tis but thy station that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not your station. What's a broadcast? It is nor hand nor foot, nor arm nor face, nor any other part belonging to a name. Oh, be some other call sign?
What's in a pledge? That which we call a donation by any other name would sound as tax deductible. So Romeo would, were he not DJ Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doff thy call sign, and for that name which is no part of thee, take all myself.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be newly broadcast. Henceforth, I never will be Romeo at the rival station.
Shakespeare sure knew how to write a compelling scene. Unbelievable how much he cared about community radio enough to devote several of his most well-known plays about it. So don't be a star-crossed listener, or let your love for community radio go unrequited. Help keep KSKQ up and running on the airwaves. Seize this moment to make a donation by calling 541-482-3999 or going online at kskq.org and clicking the Donate Now button for a one-time or monthly donation. Our next song is No Myth by Michael Penn.
Well, let's delve into the story of Hamlet. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the plot of this very famous play, but it's always good to have a refresher. In the Kingdom of Ashland, community radio serves as a vital source of information and entertainment for the Rogue Valley. At the heart of the station is Prince Hamlet, who is an avid producer. When Hamlet's father, the king, suddenly dies under mysterious circumstances, community radio becomes a platform for news and reports about his demise. Hamlet, grieving for his father and suspicious of his uncle Claudius, who has hastily married Hamlet's mother and assumed the throne, turns to the station for answers. Hamlet delves into the dark secrets and political intrigue surrounding his father's death. Meanwhile, Uncle Claudius and his allies seek to control the airwaves and suppress dissent. But Hamlet refuses to be silenced, using the radio as a platform to rally support for his cause and expose the corruption at the heart of the kingdom. As alliances shift, community radio becomes a symbol of resistance and defiance against tyranny. In the climactic showdown between Hamlet and Claudius, the station broadcasts Hamlet's final revelations to the people, sparking a revolution that ultimately leads to the downfall of Claudius and the restoration of justice to the kingdom. In the end, community radio stands as a beacon of truth and freedom in a world plagued by deceit and betrayal, its airwaves echoing with the voices of the people and the triumph of justice over tyranny. Well, Shakespeare was really on to something here. Community radio is the voice of the people. We're people that provide content that we're personally passionate about, whether it's based around a personal hobby, a career, the desire to stay informed and inform others, or like for our show, we just want to provide an hour of entertainment. Hopefully it feels like you're in the room with friends, talking about things they've learned and want to share. Now we have a very recognizable scene from the play Hamlet. You might be familiar with it. To pledge or not to pledge, that is the question. Whether it is nobler of the station to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to hold a pledge drive to hold back the seas of radio silence and continue on another year? To pledge, to support, for without which would community radio end in heartache, and the thousand natural shocks that the airwaves are heir to. It would be a tragedy, devoutly to be avoided, to pledge, to support, to donate, perchance to dream. Nay, there's the rub, for in that sleep of pledges, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal broadcast must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long an airtime. If you're pacing the room in agitation over the question to donate or not to donate, there's simply no question. Unlike Hamlet's existential crisis, the answer is clear. To donate is noble, to procrastinate is tragic. So you can call us at 541-482-3999 or go to the website at kskq.org and click on Ye Old Donate Now button. The song I'm going to play is a cover of the Gnarls Barkley song, Crazy. And this is a spin by the Postmodern Jukebox featuring Hannah Gill and Casey Abrams.
That you're in control. No. Does that make me crazy?
In the enchanted forest of Ashland, community radio serves as a magical conduit for the dreams and desires of the inhabitants of the forest. Amidst the whimsical chaos of the forest, a group of star-crossed lovers find themselves entangled in a web of romantic entanglements. Meanwhile, a troupe of amateur actors, led by the bumbling Bottom, rehearses their latest production for the local radio's theater program. As they prepare to perform their play for the station's listeners, they unwittingly become embroiled in the antics of Oberon and Titania, who use their magic to meddle in the affairs of mortals. In the end, as dawn breaks over the forest, the radio airwaves echo with the laughter and love of the night's revelry, a testament to the power of music and magic to bring people together in unexpected ways. This scene involves Helena, Hermia, Lysander, and Demetrius. Helena and Hermia are trying to get Lysander to co-host shows with them, and they are able to put aside their differences and come together because, in the end, keeping the station going is the most important thing. That's right, folks. This is Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream, community radio style. Lo, here upon the airwaves of this station, where I, Helena, wander lost and vexed. Oh, teach me how you look, and with what art you sway the hearts of listeners to make a pledge.
Fair Helena, have I not agreed to co-host a show?
I have already pledged my loyalty to this noble station, yet still you hound me with your pleas.
Nay, Lysander, 'tis only the station to whom you have pledged. Do not let Helena's siren call sway you, for my show burns brighter still.
But hold, fair maidens, why do you quarrel so? I have pledged my support to this station true, and yet both your shows lay claim upon my heart.
O spite, O hell, I see you all are bent to set against my show for your merriment. If you were civil and knew courtesy, you would not do me thus much injury.
Helena, I swear by the sounds of this station, I desire to co-host your show, only yours. Let us put aside these petty disputes and unite to keep this station going.
Agreed, dear Lysander, for in the end, 'tis not the better show that matters most, but the love we share for this radio station and the community it serves with its broadcast.
Shakespeare recognized how a community radio station filled with members from the community does help to bring people together. We may have different shows, different backgrounds and opinions, but we all can agree having a community radio station is important and unites us all. So unlike the fleeting and temporary dreams of the night in the play, your support turns our station's dreams into reality. You can contribute by calling us at 541-482-3999 or go to the website at kskq.org and click on Ye Olde Donate Now button. Our next song is REM's Day Sleeper.
Forget the incredible part community radio played in the play The Tempest. And if you're not familiar with the play, the plot goes something like this. So on a remote island in the middle of the ocean, community radio serves as the sole connection to the outside world for the exiled magician Prospero and his daughter Miranda. Through the airwaves, Prospero weaves his spells and broadcasts his messages. As the island's airwaves crackle with magic and mystery, a shipwreck brings a group of nobles and sailors to its shores, including Prospero's treacherous brother Antonio and the King of Naples, Alonso. Prospero orchestrates their arrival and sets in motion a series of events that will lead to their redemption or downfall. Meanwhile, Miranda, unaware of her father's plans, falls in love with the shipwrecked Prince Ferdinand, whose voice she hears for the first time on community radio waves, and through the radio, with love songs and poetry, they find their hearts entwined with the melodies of the airwaves. In the end, the tempest subsides, and the island's secrets are revealed. Community radio broadcasts serve as a catalyst for forgiveness and reconciliation. And through the power of music and magic, Prospero and his enemies find redemption and resolution. So we're going to take a scene from the play where Prospero is explaining how to donate to community radio to Miranda.
Miranda, my dear child, behold this place, where voices from afar speak to our hearts, and music fills the air with sweet embrace.
Oh, Father, what marvels do I see here? What wondrous magic fills this sacred space, where words and melodies dance upon the ear?
'Tis not magic, my child, but the power of community that bring these wonders to life, where people come together, hour by hour, to share their stories and banish strife.
But, Father, how can I contribute too? I am but a maiden, ignorant and green, yet yearning to join this noble crew, and pledge my support to this grand scene.
Fear not, my child, for within your heart lies the spirit of generosity and grace, and though you may feel small at the start, your pledge will find its rightful place.
I pledge my love and loyalty to this station, and vow to support its noble cause each day, for in serving others I find my salvation, and learn the true meaning of community's sway.
Wow, Shakespeare really knew how to write a powerful and moving testament to the power of having a generous nature. And we could compare ourselves, the station, to the shipwrecked sailors, and your donations are like a beacon of hope in a tempest. And unlike the tumultuous storms in the play, your support has brought and continues to bring calmness and stability to KSKQ. If you would like to make a donation, you can call us at 541-482-3999 or go to our website at kskq.org and click on the Donate Now button. From there, you can arrange to make a one-time donation or donations on a monthly basis, if that's easier. The song I'm going to play for you is the song Island in the Sun by the band Weezer.
Oh, Miriam, fairest flower in our radio garden, with loyalty as steadfast as the morning sun, thy ears tuned to our airwaves, thy heart our warden, in thee our love and gratitude are spun. We have a song for you, Miriam, our loyal listener. That song is by none other than Neil Diamond. Here is Neil Diamond with Longfellow Serenade. I have experienced thy best of thou's. I can't, Emily. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I've spoke in so much Shakespearean. Is that what they call it? That I'm thinking in Shakespearean, and I don't even know how to talk Shakespearean. So, explain that. It was fun. It was fun. All of this Shakespeare talk made me feel like I was back in ye old days with the groundlings, watching lots and lots of men portray women, because that was the thing that they did back then, didn't they? Or was it women portraying men? I get that mixed up sometimes.
I think you may be thinking of Peter Pan, who is oftentimes played by a woman.
No, but I do remember in school they talked about women playing the roles of men.
No, it was men playing women.
Yes, yes. Thank you for setting the record straight. And there's also a lot of conspiracies about Shakespeare. I'm not going to go into them, but I will say that it's been suggested that he never even wrote any of his plays.
What? Bobby, don't say that in Ashland.
I know. It's a hot take. It is. I'm not saying I believe it. I'm just saying it's out there.
Then somebody had to write them.
Yeah, it's probably his brother, Steve. Steve Shakespeare. Was Shakespeare his first name?
His last name.
What was his first William. Name?
William.
That's right. Clearly, I was not paying attention in freshman year when most of us learn all about Shakespeare. William Shakespeare. Well, I was able to talk for a little bit in my regular voice. And it was... it was a lot of fun. However, I will do us all a justice and end this show in the style of a Shakespearean actor. So allow me to remove my baseball cap and shave my head on the top, whilst leaving the sides long, in the style of William Shakespeare, because he was a bald man. He had male pattern baldness. Yes. I wonder if a lot of men who have male pattern baldness, if they look to William Shakespeare as like he did it. He pulled it off. This man had the look. He had the George Costanza. And it's not about how little hair you have. It's what you do with the little bit that you do have, really, is what William Shakespeare has taught all of us. So let's get into it. As the curtain falls on another episode of Dream Infringement, we want to extend our heartfelt thanks to all our listeners and supporters. We thank you for the privilege of being able to be part of a community radio station. And if you want to hear past show recordings, you can find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or other podcast type apps. If you want to contact us, you can call the station or email us at dreaminfringement@gmail.com. Remember, the magic of Shakespeare and the power of community radio are always just a dial away. Good night and sweet dreams.
One more time, that number to call to pledge is 541-482-3999, or you can go to kskq.org and click the donate button. We're going to play you out with a little preview of our special pledge drive episode for next week. So this song is like a hint about what our theme is. So if you can guess the theme, let us know on Instagram or Facebook. If you're right, I don't know. Maybe we'll do something cool for you.
Air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the night.